Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall lie with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the wean child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is the word of the Lord. I don't know how many of you noticed this year, but just a day after Halloween, maybe even the day of Halloween, in all of our department stores, we made a switch. If you looked around at the departments, you saw Christmas stuff everywhere. The day, what's that? July. Oh, in July at Hobby Lobby. Well, that's good. Hobby Lobby keeps it going. And you know, and my only thought, Vicky, is already? Is this really what's going on? And then, you know, maybe some of you feel this way about the Christmas carols that start now a week before Thanksgiving on our radio stations. That all I can think is, already? We're already doing this? Or maybe when Amy says, hey, we need to go get our Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving, and I say, already? Or it's time to put up the Christmas decorations, and that one's just a really ever? But no, already? We're already doing that? You know, there seem to be two mindsets about Christmas. One, Vicky represents so readily, which is she's always ready for Christmas, right? Always ready for Christmas to come. And if you looked in your bulletin today, you noticed that we have a Christmas musical today. And so maybe your thought was, already? Maybe you thought you missed something, maybe a couple weeks. I don't know. But, you know, it turns out that it's not just my side of the argument which says, it's already, we're already here, and Vicky says, we're always ready. Really, it's not really a decision or a mindset as much as it is a truth about the reality of Christmas. You see, what we read today was prophecy. And it's prophecy from the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah, when we talk about prophecy, it's speaking about something that is going to happen. Something that is going to happen in the future. From the stump of Jesse, a shoot will come up. A Savior will come. The Spirit of the Lord will be upon this child, because this little child is going to lead them. The earth is going to be filled with the knowledge of God. As Christians, though, what we believe, of course, is that this has actually already happened. Right? That the earth is filled with the knowledge of the Lord, that a Savior has come, that something has sprung up from the stump of Jesse. He is our Savior whom we follow. This shoot is Jesus. But we also believe, don't we, that this is also talking about something about our future. Because if we look in this passage, there's all these things about the fact that wolves are lying down with lambs and infants are playing with snakes and not being bitten. And we must say that this is not how the world really is it? Now you see, it seems that this passage that we're reading, this prophecy we're reading, is something that must be far off, because that's not what we see when we look around. It even seems that it might be this world that we're talking about is just upside down. Or maybe it's right side up in the kingdom of God. Because we believe that this stuff is going to happen. It will happen sometime in the future. So it's that this has already happened, it's going to happen in the future. But it's also that it's happening right now. That's what we believe anyway, that God is breaking into the world, that God is here with us right now in this place. As Christians, it's our privilege to participate in the world and what God is up to. You see, in Jesus, we see that this has already happened, that it is happening right now, and that it will happen in the future. So if the question is already, the answer is yes. If the question is right now, the answer is yes. If the question is it coming, the answer is yes. And this is what Christmas is all about. This is why we celebrate. Because Christ has died and Christ has risen and Christ will come again. Today, we have a chance to participate in this truth of what has already happened and what will come, and us somewhere in between here, by having these little children lead us in the Christmas story today, to celebrate what God has been up to, what God is up to right now, and what God will be up to in the future. So are you all ready?